Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. Welcome to NoBetterWay.net. I'm going to start off the show a little differently tonight. I'm going to start off, the title of the show is Back to Heart of Worship. So I am going to start off tonight's show with a song. I hope you enjoy Heart of Worship.
About you and your glory.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed that song, Back to a Heart of Worship, and how the singer said, it's all about you, Jesus. God looks into our hearts. He knows our hearts, and he knows that if, you know, when we worship, any form of worship, he knows our hearts, and he knows if we're just doing lip service or it's truly sincere worship. It's more than just a song, but, you know, it's our whole life. We're expressing our whole being as we sing a song, you know. So God knows our hearts. And tonight I want to talk about getting back to a heart of worship, truly loving the Lord, you know, and worshiping him, you know, and when we go to service on Sunday and when we spend our lives Sunday through Saturday, 24/7, 24 hours, 7 days a week. So again, I say good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight is August 16th, 2015, and I'm so blessed you join us tonight at nobetterway.net, and we're being heard on blogtalkradio.com. And tonight's show is titled, just like the song, Back to a Heart of Worship. And this week, like I did do something different. I started out with a song, and I was kind of making that kind of the theme of the show, that, you know, and one of the big ways that a Christian can worship is through music, through a song and the words expressing your heartfelt thanks to the Lord for all he's done for us. And I pray tonight that your spirit is moved in such a way that you have a heart of worship. And dear brothers and sisters, singing worship song, it's just one of several ways that we as followers of Jesus Christ can worship. We can worship the one true God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We can also open our Bible. We can read Psalms, right? Psalms are found in the Old Testament. Many of those Psalms were written by David. And many of those Psalms praise our Lord and Savior. Another way we can worship is we can give a testimony of what the Lord has done for us, how he loves us, how good he is to us. We can share our blessings with others. What God gives us, we can share with others. And that's a wonderful way to worship and praise God. Also, it's how do we live our life? Do we live an obedient life? Do we live a life according to the Lord's ways and his commandments? And in doing so, we praise him and we show that we love him. Jesus said in John 15, I'm searching for the verse, but it's in John chapter 15 where he says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And tonight's reading that I'm going to read, that'll be more or less the focus verses, is from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. It reads, therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Amen. So, dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, our lives, as we are being transformed, as we are being changed to be more and more like Jesus, we live our lives worshiping and praising God. Amen. Hallelujah. And a heart of worship isn't just, like I said before, it isn't just on Sunday morning when we praise the Lord at church, you know, at our church worship service, when we sing our worship songs, and we say our prayers of praise. No, it's more than that. It goes 24/7 for a Christian, a true follower of Jesus. It involves as Paul writes in Romans 12, which I just read, it involves a response to God's faithfulness, to his love, to his mercy. We give ourselves as living and sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. Our lives become a life of worship. And as we grow in our faith, we also will draw closer to the Lord. Instead of having a heart for the ways of the world, we have a heart for the ways of the Lord. We want to live for Him. And as we live our lives for Him, we praise Him just by the way we live our lives, right? Living our lives for Him, obedient lives for Him. We praise Him and we magnify His holy name. And I love the words in Psalm 97, verses 10 through 12, which reads, "Let those who love the Lord hate evil, for He guards the lives of His faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light is shed upon the righteous and joy on the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you who are righteous, and praise His holy name. Amen." So that right there is so well written, a kind of response to Romans in a way. It lets us know that if we're going to live this life pleasing to the Lord, right, we're going to live a life of sacrifice, that the Lord is faithful, right? If we live a life that hates evil and we live a life that wants to, you know, follow the ways of the Lord, that our Lord will protect us. Right? The light is upon the righteous and joy on the upright in heart. So we are to rejoice. We are to praise His holy name. Amen. And another reading that comes to mind, this is in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. And it's the rules for holy living. It says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved." Yes, you are holy and dearly loved, my